Good morning, VI Talk. Haven't posted in a while. I kind of want to speak about something I saw on the news yesterday. Maybe some of you have seen it as well. It was on BBC Points West. So you may have missed it if you're not in the Points West, in the South West or West Midlands area, like Bristol, up to, you know, Gloucestershire, Somerset, etc., etc., Dorset. There was a news bulletin about a lady who had become blind last year, who is literally constantly assaulted in her own hometown when she goes out, like being pushed over, kicking, you know, getting her stick kicked, her cane kicked away from her, having her handbag snatched, being put into the supermarket shelves where the pans fell on top of her. All these horrible, horrible, horrible things. Now, I was very naive. I really did not think this was very common, because it never happens to me. I mean, there might be people who are not helping me when I ask for, you know, directions. There might be people who are not very helpful when helping me in the shop. There are always less or more helpful people, but I've never actually known disability hate crime. I've not known, and it is because it's so underreported, apparently. In fact, they had someone from Action for the Blind in the studio yesterday. Maybe you can look up at the iPlayer, even those who are not in the West country. But I was really shocked, and I just wanted to know your opinions. Have you ever been assaulted like that? Have you ever experienced it, or has a friend experienced it? You know, I mean, I'm really an advocate for blind people leaving the house and becoming independent, but seeing that things like these happen made me wonder, well, there really is no wonder why some people don't dare become independent and don't dare leave the house. And for her, it seems to have been absolutely constant. So my husband said she ought to move away, but I was wondering, well, is it going to be any better anywhere else? And for me, I've been absolutely blessed to have never had that happen to me. I mean, when I was a child, there were other kids making fun of me. Yes, okay. Or, you know, teenagers when I was a teenager. But as an adult, maybe it's because I don't look that helpless because I can see a bit and I'm walking quite fast, or I don't know why, but I've never ever had that problem. And I was just kind of interested in your feedback, really. Has it ever happened to you or a friend of yours? Have you ever experienced disability hate crime? Because it shocks me that it's so underreported. If it really is quite common, why don't people report it? I mean, going out as a blind person is hard enough. Going out as a blind person who newly lost their eyesight is a lot more harder. Going out as a blind person, a newly blind person that's only been blind for a year, and then being constantly assaulted, must be absolutely hell. And I'm shocked people do it. But then again, you know, I shouldn't be shocked, because there's all kinds of other crime out there. I shouldn't be surprised that disabled people are exempt. But I just didn't know it was so common. And it was so, you know, I just didn't know. So I just, you know, just let me know what you think. I'm really interested in your thoughts. Anyway, I'll leave it there, and I'd love to hear from you.